Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Tesamun Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in the middle of Simon Shin Aleph. We actually are on the very top line in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph. And we were talking yesterday about whether a person can or cannot carry out a silver key that is in the form of jewelry. And we brought down different opinions as to whether this is allowed or not. And we begin in the middle of the top line, Ayin Tesamun Aleph. V'im ha-mafteach shel nechoshes u'barzel. But if this key that you're wearing as a clasp of some sort, as a brooch or as jewelry of some sort, is made out of copper or iron, then afilu mechubar v'kavua b'chagora, then even if it is very tightly attached to your belt, usur, one would not be permitted to carry this out in the public domain on Shabbos. This is brought down in the Maimon of the Mordechai, as well as the Beis Yosef brings it down from a Tshuvas HaRashba. That's the first opinion. However, he then brings down v'yeshe kosfu shenoagim b'zeh lahatir. However, he brings down then from the Beis Yosef in the name of the Tshuvas Ashkenazis, as well as the Rif and the Aguda, and it's also mashma from the Or Zeruah, that one can in fact wear such a key attached firmly to a belt, and it would be permissible to carry this out on Shabbos, to wear this out on Shabbos. Now let's understand this a little bit better by looking inside in the Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Mem Hei. He says, V'dafka, when does this lenient opinion permit you to wear this key attached to the belt out? It's only kishu mechubar v'kavua b'rosh ha-chagor. It's when it's firmly attached to the head of the belt. V'osui ke'ein zenkel. And it is made into a form of a clasp. Hu ke'ein keres. That means a clasp. So the key is actually functioning as the means via which you're attaching one end of the belt to the other end of the belt and closing it around your belly. Oh, mash onu korim Sprensikus, that's a Yiddish word over here, which you see in the Tirgum down at the bottom, means an avzim, which is a buckle. Lachgorbo. So if the key is functioning as the clasp over here to attach one end of the belt to the other end of the belt, and that's how you close the belt, that would be permissible according to this lenient opinion. Because in that situation, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Ozamrinan, Kivin Shachagora, Midubak Bebarzil Shalamavteach, because in this way the key is serving really as part of the mechanism to close the belt. Vehem Kichaticha Achas, and it's really considered one with the belt. So obviously you can take this key off the belt, or take the belt off and use it to open the door. Nevertheless, Avabisha Basil also gam ken kein mafteach linobo, even though the key is functional, that's obviously why you have it there, it is batel hamafteach legabe achagori. Since it's functioning as the clasp on the belt over here, it is considered subordinate to the belt, and it's not considered carrying when you take this outside, but you're wearing the belt. However, the Mishneh Berurah says, but if you're just attaching the key, albeit firmly, to the belt, then it would be usur. If the key is not functioning as part of the clasp, but it's attached firmly to the belt, then it's nothing. That's called carry. Because in that situation, the key is in no way subordinate to the belt, and therefore, it has really no connection to the ezer, except that it's physically connected there, and that's the way you're carrying the key out, and therefore that's not allowed, even according to the lenient opinion that the Ramah brought down. Then the Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, V'al kein, therefore, O son who anoshim, those people that mistakenly, as we'll see, shemorin li'atzmam heter, loseis b'shabbos, that allow themselves or permit themselves to go and carry something out on Shabbos, machma shetolui hamafteach b'barzel hakavua b'chagora, they hang the key on some iron piece that is attached to the belt. And certainly, if the key is only attached to a double knot of some sort, then that is certainly incorrect. Who tells? That's a mistake that those people have allowed themselves to carry out in this fashion. The ein heter. This is not permissible. Elohim hamavteach gufa also mitchiloso kein zenkel davka. The only time you can use a key that is attached to a belt is if the key is actually a functional part of the closing of the belt. And in that situation, does batel legabe achagor. It's considered subordinate to the belt. Furthermore, v'im hamavteach hu shel kesef, if it's a silver type of a key, and it's used as an adornment on the belt, it's attached someplace to the middle of it, here it's different, because after bezeh eino guf echon machagori, even though it's not physically one part with the belt, it's attached to it, nevertheless here, mikol mokom yesh matirim mitzachu tachshe, it is considered over here as an adornment to the belt, it's like a piece of jewelry, and therefore it's allowed, as long as it's firmly attached. However, he brings down V'yesh Ostrim V'chanal B'sif Yudalit. This is actually paralleling the machlokas we had in yesterday's shir, the beginning part of this sif, and there are those that don't allow you to do this. V'loseis es hamoreh shos, and to go out with a hour zeger, which would be a pocket watch, which again is probably very, very not regularly used today, but certainly was very, very popular, certainly in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, and in the early part of the 1900s, people would walk around with pocket watches all the time. They weren't on your hand, they were connected to some sort of a chain, and you would take it out of your pocket, and you'd look at the time. So to go around with a pocket watch, which is attached to your clothing in some way, bibigodav, chutz le'erev, to go outside the erev where you can't carry, asul kuliyama. The Mishnah Berurah says that is absolutely forbidden, and the Shaar HaTzion, os mem vav, he brings us down in the name of the Chayyadim. And he says, furthermore, Shein Shayach al Zeh Shem Tachshit. That's not considered a piece of jewelry. Kivin Shein Oderach Mabush. Because it's not really worn as a piece of jewelry, but it's really carried. And so much so that if you were to carry this into a true public domain, that would be an Isidar Rice of carrying, and you'd be Chayyav Chattas if you did this accidentally. And he says, and even if it's connected to some sort of a chain that is a golden chain, which he wears around his neck, like sort of a necklace that is functioning, certainly the chain as a tachshit, as a jewelry, gam kain isur gamhu. This is also absolutely forbidden. The hamor rishos yesh lo chashivus b'fnei, because the pocket watch over here is significant in and of itself. They know batel legabe revit, and it doesn't become batel in regards to this necklace. Albeit the necklace may be jewelry, and not a problem to wear that, but when you're having it attached to a pocket watch, the pocket watch isn't batel to it, and the pocket watch is essentially being carried, which is usur. There are three important and interesting Dirshu footnotes over here, which we'll try to go through in some detail. Dirshu footnote number 32 brings down, if you're only using one end of the key to use as a class, so then Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchak says you can't go out with this. That's not called fully using the key. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, however, disagrees and says he doesn't understand this Minchas Yitzchak because he says, the mafteach hu kli echod. What do you mean? Part of the kli is different than the other part of the kli. It's one kli. It's one unit. And if part of it is being used as a clasp, what difference does it make if the other part is not being used as the clasp? Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal further adds, sha'ahetel shel nesinas hamafteach b'chagura eino omer el kish'ayidei hamafteach niskeres hachagura yosetov. The clasp key over here has to really be functional and has to really tighten it and essentially be really the clasp to tighten this belt around your body. Because if not, then it's also not allowed to be carried out. In other words, there can't be another buckle and the key is just also buckling on too, but the key has to be the critical part of the buckle. Then he has an interesting discussion. What about wearing a beeper or a pager around your belt? Now again, this is much more uncommon today because most people have cell phones and beepers are becoming a thing of the past to a certain extent. One could make the same argument over here or the same discussion regarding a cell phone. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, even if you attach the beeper or the cell phone mistama to the belt in a way, and that you're actually using the beeper or the phone over here in a way that the belt is actually only able to be closed because of the pager or the beeper over here. Nevertheless, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that you can't go out with this. Kivishyesh ba'iturius zu solula umachsha, because it has a battery inside of it. The ein zed domel mafteach shekula mishamesh ke'avzam l'chagur, because it's different than using a key, which is really functioning fully as the buckle. Here, there are other parts that aren't functioning. And he says you can't go out with this unless you're a physician and it's pikuach nefashos over here. You're going with var mitzvah, then it would be allowed, but only if you are needed, quote, you're on call. He says also as well, this would be permissible, certainly if it's not a real rishus harabim d'araisa, and therefore it would only be an issur d'rabbanan. On the other hand, however, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe says that one can wear the beeper on Shabbos. And he has a very interesting reason. He says people who wear a beeper, at least in those days, and I'm not sure if this is applicable today at all with a cell phone, but he said in those days, anybody that was wearing a beeper, that was essentially a sign of him being an ish nichbad, ha'osek bin yonim chashuvim, a very important person over here. And therefore, he's wearing it as a tachshit. He's wearing it as almost a form of jewelry. And that's why Rav Moshe permitted it. Again, I'm not sure if this is analogous today to a cell phone where every single Tom, Dick, and Harry has at least one cell phone, if not more, upon them. Dishabu number 33 talks about what about going out with a watch today, not a pocket watch, but a watch around your hand. So he brings down varying opinions, and I think the more popularly accepted opinion is that of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who says, She'ein limchos biyad mi shemeiko b'dover. You don't have to protest against somebody who's meiko to wear a watch around their hand. She'eish lo ami lismoch, because there are great gedolim that say that this is acceptable, because this is really functioning as a piece of clothing to you, and it's considered like a malbush, and it's not like even a silver key that you're wearing as jewelry. The watch is essentially being worn as an article of clothing. Likewise is the opinion of Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal. Shemikra din mutu lotse simshon yad. He says you can go out with a hand watch. However, he does bring down that a Yori Shemayim might want to be machmir in this situation, not to go out with this, because there's obviously a concern that he'll come to carry it in a non-permissible fashion. Chazonish is even stricter, and he says one should not go out with such watches. And he brings down other achronim as well who agree with this opinion. Again, in many circles today of Orthodox Judaism, there certainly are those that are mako, certainly when you're not going into a real Rishus HaRabim, to go and wear a watch on Shabbos. But again, there are those that are not. Then there's a discussion, what about if the watch is really a fancy piece of jewelry as well? It's a gold band, and it's something that, at least certainly for a woman, she would wear this even if the watch wasn't working, so certainly one can be makel in that situation. Much bigger machlokas for a man who normally would not wear something like that if the watch wasn't working, and that's really totally in the machlokas that we just brought down, can you wear a hand watch on Shabbos or not? The issue, foot number 34, brings down that in certain situations when the watch is attached to a necklace and it's essentially a ma'isa uman, it's attached in such a way that you can't take it apart, there may be room to be makel to wear it in that situation. Others disagree. I ain't in the issue, foot number 34, for further discussion. Now we go to the Mechaber Sif Yud Beis, and he writes, Lo yesei achayit b'machat etchuva lo b'bigdo. A tailor can't go out with a needle that is attached to his garment. Likewise, velo nagar, a carpenter can't go out b'kesem shebazdo, with a chip of wood, like a splinter, behind his ear. And likewise, velo sorek, a person who combs wool, can't go out b'mishicha shebetzavoro, with a piece of wool that's around his neck. As we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, these are all ways to demonstrate what your profession is. This shows that you're a tailor, a carpenter, or a wool comber. However, in all of these situations, it's not a real issur of carrying. If you did go out and carry in these fashions that we just described, it's only an issur the rabbanon, and therefore it's potter aval osur. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Memvav explains, Kol eluheim shenosdim b'neiho umnus l'simen me'ezu umnus heim. This is used by the people who work in certain fields to demonstrate that that is their profession. When they go out during the weekdays, that's the way they go out. So b'tzeisav l'shuk k'dei sheyakirim. They're looking for business. People won't say, oh, you're a tailor. I can tell you're a tailor because you're wearing the tailor's uniform. You're wearing the sign of a tailor. So when you go out this on Shabbos, Sifkot and Memzayin, if you go out, it's only in issur d'rabbanan. Yotzo potter aval osur. Dein derech hotzor b'kach l'biyado. Because people normally don't carry in this fashion. Dafilu uman, even a worker, the professional over here, he's only going out in this fashion. Dafkashu rotsi lahachriz alatzmo shu uman oz motzi bikach. If you want to demonstrate that that's your profession, you wear it in the attached way that we just described. But if you really want to carry it, that's not the way you'd carry it. Avalo bishar pomim. Anytime you want to carry these things, you would carry them in your hand. So therefore, it's not called carrying when you wear it in this fashion. And the rabbis did say it's also midirabbanan, but it's not an issur d'oraisa. Wait a second, we learned a few days ago, over there, the first opinion that the Mechaber brought down, the b'machat nekuva, with a needle that had a hole in it, that is attached to your clothing, we say, which includes even a tailor is not allowed to go out in that way. How come over there was an issur d'oraisa, and here it's only an issur d'rabbanan? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Shom over there, where we said Sinisa Deraisa, Myrisha Techuva, Babegi, Bemokum, Shederech, Litko, Bo, Bechol, Leprokim. Over there, where we said it's also Midyaraisa, it's because that's the way they actually would carry it on the weekdays as well under certain conditions. And here, Vekan, Myrisha Techuva, Bemokum, Shein Derech, Hotso, So, Legamri, Bekach. Here, we're talking about you're carrying it in a way that nobody would ever carry it in that fashion during the weekday. And again, it's only to demonstrate, Rakla Uman, Kishirotza, Laharo, Shu Uman. If you want to show you're part of that profession, you would wear it in this fashion. And therefore, lochein lo mikri derech chotza upat rafilu uman. And that's why it's not called the normal way of carrying it, and even a professional who wants to demonstrate that that's his profession wouldn't be over in issur d'oraisa. And this is based upon the opinion of Rav Meir, the Sfirut Lehochi b'Gemara, as was found in the Gemara. This is Rav Meir's understanding of the subject. Then he brings down from the Vilna Gaon, Ubibir, Hagro, Leel, Besim, and Reish, and Beis, Besofo, Posak, Taloch, Rabbi Yehuda, Dum, and Chayef. He, in fact, paskins that an Uman can't go out in this way, that is caring for the Uman. And he says, look in the Sefer, Ayin, Besefer, Chemed, Moshe, Shumatzade, Degam, Das, Rif, Arosh, Matin, Kain, that this is not only the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, but it's also the opinion of these Rishonim, the Rif and the Rosh, as well as others, as brought down in Deir Shifut number 37. Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Lo Yetze Hazov, a person who has a certain type of discharge. We won't go into the dinim of Hazov right now. For suffice to say, it's a man that has a certain type of discharge coming out of his Aver. He's not allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing some sort of protective garment around him so he doesn't soil his clothing. He can't go out with some sort of a cloth that will collect or gather in the discharge that he's having in order that he not get himself dirty. Similarly, a woman who is menstruating, she ties some sort of a garment only to her front, so it's not well attached. And the purpose of this is obviously to absorb the blood so she shouldn't stain herself. In both of these situations, atzura losesbo, you're not allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. It's considered not a malbush, but it's considered carrying, unless, in lo, yehei sinar Asui ke'ein mabush, unless you're wearing it in a way that it's like an apron around the person, and therefore then it's considered like you're wearing that article of clothing and it's not a problem of carrying it. However, avalim kosharto kidei shelo yichavlo, but if you tie it on tightly in order that it shouldn't cause you any distress, so then shelo yichavlo hadam, that the blood shouldn't cause a distress, velo titzdar, she shouldn't be in pain, then mutar lotzisbo, then it is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Memches, the derech hotso hu liish zeh b'chol, a man would normally carry out this type of a cloth to gather in his discharge and absorb it on a weekday. But it's still not called a malbush. Because it's used to protect him from soiling himself. The whole atzule mitinaf, and anything that's used simply to go and protect yourself from soilage, masuhu, is considered carrying. Unless it's a full garment that you're wearing, we'll learn it means Hashem in tomorrow's shir. Sivkot memtes, bekis, you aren't allowed to go out with this sort of a pocket absorptive material. Vuadinim kosher, matlis, and likewise, you can't go out with a piece of cloth that is tied, bipsilo shokova, in the hat band of the person. Kidei, lekaneach boenav, he uses it as a kerchief to go and wipe his eyes. That likewise is usher. Sticking it in the hat band and using it as a band around your hat doesn't qualify also as clothing. Then Sivkot Nun, the Mishnah Berurah says, this, when you are allowed to go out with it, when it's like a sinar, because it's tied on tightly, milafonel or milachrel, it's both in the front and in the back, ke'ein michnasayim below shlaim, like some sort of underwear that doesn't have really legs to it, pants to it. The kivin, the derech mabushu, since this is considered a form of clothing, mutu b'chol gavni, it's permissible in every event. However, but if it's only attached to the front of her, it's not attached tightly, or it's only attached in the back of her, and somehow attached with some sort of a rope or string in the front, then it's not considered a malbush, and therefore it's carrying for osur, and it would be forbidden to wear it in this fashion. The issue for number 39 points out, therefore, if unfortunately a person is incontinent and he has to wear adult diapers, so Rav Nissen Karl Shlita says it's permissible because it is considered a malbush in this fashion. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Aleph says that you are allowed to wear these types of things, that they shouldn't cause you pain and suffering, so that the menstrual blood shouldn't go on her skin, and get dried up on her, and it causes her suffering. That's why it's permissible. The kivan shekavanosa b'shul tzar, since you're putting it on over here to protect you from pain, afilu nitzelas ayzeze mitinuf gamkin, even though it's also going to prevent soilage of your clothing, it's called derech malbushu. And therefore, kisha mabushim shem asuim lagonas haguf, like any other piece of clothing that you're wearing to protect your body, umutter, and it is permitted. The issue with number 40 and 41 have great details also here that need further looking into. The Yeshiva number 40 discusses many inyanim in terms of what is permissible, what is not permissible for a woman to go out during her menstruation with what types of tampons or garments that she can wear to protect herself. And Ayin Sham. The Yeshiva number 41 discusses whether you can wear an indwelling catheter and go out with it on Shabbos. He brings first the opinion of Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita as well as others that an indwelling catheter, albeit you should empty out the urine from it before you go out, is not considered a problem of carrying. It's considered a malbush. But he brings down from the Shevet HaLevi Zatzal, Rav Osner, that it is considered carrying, and he says, Niseis HaKatheter Eino Derech Malbush. It's not considered a form of clothing, but it's considered something that you're carrying. However, even Rav Osner says, Yesh Lomo Zuchus Ala Yosim HaKatheter. One can be Melamed Zuchus on those people that do go out with a catheter, as long as they're not going out into a full Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. That will conclude today's shiur.